دایره ترمشت خواف زین شفت تاپشن پیدالت رباتی پرزن
So the title of the shiur was the shiurs and shachris. People were very interested to know what are the shiurs and shachris. What are the shiurs and shachris? Very attractive. So I wanted to discuss the minimum amount of shachris we could do and what you can cut out, how you can cut out, the order of shachris. If you do miss something of shachris, do you make it up later? All the various halachos. So, it can be controversial. There was someone here who about a sefer of Hilchos Nida for soldiers, and also he put just the minimum there, how much the minimum they had to know. And it hit a lot of controversy, and people were not very happy with it, because he says you either do all or nothing. But sometimes there are certain circumstances where a person feels they may not. Yeah, well, the Chofetz Chaim didn't cut too many corners. It's cut more corners. So the question is, the reason what inspired the shiur, someone said to me that he has 20 minutes for shachris every morning. So all he's got, which is quite generous, 20 minutes. So he said to me, what's the best way to go about it? Which part should I come? When? How do I score the most points with my 20 minutes? He said to me, half of the Rebbein Shalom, thank you very much for your 20 minutes. The Bible says, we know, the Shulchan Aruch says, right at the beginning of Siman Aleph, Toiv Ma'at Tachnunim, a little bit of the kavana is much more important than a lot without kavana. So it could be, before we all run to judge this 20-minute guy, that his 20 minutes may be better than our hour, because his 20 minutes may be full of kavana. Which means the person's got 5 minutes for a tefillah. For example, you get to something like Tachnun on Monday and Thursday, which normally goes a high speed. If every train in England ran that speed, it would be in a lot better position as an economy. So you've only got your little window of about, I don't know how long they give you, 4 minutes maybe, for Tachron, and there's quite a lot to say there. So the Shulchan Aruch is telling you, don't crash through all, every section of the Tachron. Rather, Toiv Ma'at Tachron B'Kavona, do a little bit of the Kavona, rather than crashing through everything without Kavona. Which applies always across the board. Shemun Esra, of course, we do have an option, you've got to do the whole Shemun Esra. Brochas, you've got to say the whole Brochas. But any part, like Pesuk and Zimra, sometimes you don't get so much time, it depends how generous the shul is. For example, here they give you 10 minutes, a person might, his Pesuk HaZimra takes him 15, so either you can rush through it in 10 minutes, or you can slow down and do a lot less with Kavana Tov Ma'at, Tachnun Ma'Kavana, Merbelo Kavana. Yeah, that's true, we have having name just Chak, yeah. But the point being, you know, I was listening to a share from a Robin in America who was saying that in Marav Baruch Hashem Lo'elam Ein V'Amein, he said he never has enough kavana, enough time for it. So he doesn't say it, he just says Hashkivenu Mu Kavana slowly, and he cuts that out completely. Because that we know is not part of the main part of the Marav, and it's all with either God, the Bichlal don't say it. So anytime you have a Shaila, do you use your time more productively, say it slowly, the Kavana? So Shalach says, Tev Ma'am Kavana, Marav Lo Kavana. That's always the best way about it. So this 20-minute guy, I told him the first thing to know is that you've got to daven properly with Kavana, and you've got to know and understand and think about what you're saying. And if that's not going to happen, then I don't know if you can be helped in your 20-minute slot that you're offering. It's got to be proper with Kavana. That's the first thing to know. But a lot of times we come to Shacharis and the race is on. We wake up and we think we want to start our day. You know, people say, you know, I start my day at 9 o'clock. Why? Because that's when I finish Shacharis. No. You start your day at 8 o'clock, that's when you go to Shacharis. It's part of your day, but there is the rush. Someone said to me, he doesn't understand people that leave early. If you come late, okay, you woke up late, but why did you leave early? So me being me, I said to him, I don't understand people that leave early. The ones that come on time, the other way around. So you can always, I don't know which way it was, but you can always place the argument the other way. People come late, they leave early, but everyone's got their schedule and sometimes it doesn't work out. You've got appointments, you've got something you have to do, you take a wake up late, you've got Harusa to go to, you've got Shia to go to. So how can you bring this Shacharis, this awful hour that people feel tied up, Chas v'Shalom, what's the minimum we can do? And then you have the challenge of what do I make up? I've got Harusa at 9 o'clock, so I leave after Shemun Esra. Do I go back for Tachnun, back for Leining? Ashravalatir and Aleinu, which part of Shacharis has to be worked out? The person's he's got something, he has to go, he has an appointment. So on the way, he carries on. Someone said to me, you know, Aleinu Shabbeach is not Tefillah Sederach. Sometimes people on the way out of Shacharis. So what? How does it work? The first thing to know is mitzvah shulchan kavana. Every mitzvah you do has to have kavana. L'chatzchila we have kavana for every mitzvah. And mitzvah you do without kavana, the be'ikah din is not. It doesn't really work. But the other, we're like mechay adam. There's other heterim. But really, every mitzvah needs kavana. The mitzvahs where a person does, which aren't especially Yiddishkeit related. For example, before your meal, you make kiddush, and then you go and wash your hands. Now you may be a very hygienic person. Those mitzvahs are even more important to have kavana because it's not clear that you're doing for the mitzvah. Or you sit down to a Shabbos soda, okay, maybe you're hungry. When it comes to shaking lulav, there's no other way to understand it. Putting on tefillin, there the chayazim says it's partially you do the mitzvah, you're in the mitzvah. You should still have kavana, but you have it. No. But a mitzvah where it doesn't really make sense, you're helping someone out. So you're not mechavan Hashem chesed, it could be even worse. Because there you can easily interpret it as you stab a nice guy. So a mitzvah where it's not muchak from the mitzvah, that you're doing a mitzvah, is even more important for the mitzvah to have kavana. Comes to Shacharis, so there's clearly the davening, obviously you're doing a mitzvah, whether it's krishma, tefillah, tzitzis, tefillin, tzitzram, there's many things we do in Shacharis which are all mitzvahs, and it's clearly doing a shem mitzvah, however, mitzvah shech kavana, you must really have kavana. So before you start the early morning rush of Shacharis, you should have kavana. I'm davening now. It's a mitzvah to daven. I'm putting on tefillin. Tefillin is even more important. Shacharis mashma could be no yehudi. Don't have the kavana for tefillin. So if you see people say they're rebbeinu shalom, they're asking beforehand. Hini mechavan. So when it does come to this rushed morning, you should first put on your talis, knowing you put on do your mitzvah, put on the talis, the four corners. To remember all the mitzvahs, tefillin as well. The Ribbono Shel Olam is packed up, the whole tefillah, the Hinnah Mechavan, with all the different kavanas we meant to have by tefillin. The other chazaka, the four parishes, Mitzrayim, only one Hashem. Tefillah as well, you want to know, you have a kavanah to daven. So that can take a few seconds, even less, to think. But if you're in this rush mode, you must still have that moment of thought, mitzvah kavanah. Then it comes to the actual davening. The Gemara in Bracha says that Rabbi Kiva, when he was davening with a tzibul, or davening as the chazan, maybe the Gemara means, he used to daven quicker, and when he davened at home, it took him forever, he used to daven, and he was bowing down, and it was a very exciting shacharis. So you see the idea, someone said to me, you can't change shacharis. However long it takes you to daven, you daven. It says, not true. Rabbi Kiva made it longer, made it shorter. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says there, Kel no Rafan Allah had a short tefillah. There are times that you say a quick tefillah and a long tefillah. Tefillah as well is something that's dependent on your state of mind, your emotional state of mind, your spiritual state of mind. So it's not as though, you know, someone said to me, he knows a person every day davens the same exact time. I said to him, it's been interesting because a person, every day you feel different. Sometimes you daven better, sometimes you daven worse. If you always daven like clockwork, maybe the tefillah shouldn't make tefillah kvar, the mission says. Davening always depends on the months that you're in at the time. That's why if you're under pressure, it's not good because you end up davening faster. But the kavana has got to be that you're there, you understand what you're doing, and you always tailor make your shacharis to feed the matzav. But what? How to work? What can you cut? What can you add on? I remember Yeshiva, Rabbi Nissen Kaplan used to say that people bachar want to know what's ben hazmanim for. See, ben hazmanim is because you don't have to learn all day, so you've got more time to daven. So you don't have to daven all day, you can do a shacharis a little bit longer. But his idea was maybe 4-hour shacharis. So you see the idea that shacharis can be made longer, and obviously can be made shorter. So you come to shacharis, and you're 10 minutes late into the shacharis already. So what do you do now? So the brachas at the beginning are quite important, because, let's start from the beginning. Al Nitzidayim. Al Nitzidayim you only make when you honor the bracha, when you wash your hands for tefillah. If you don't wash your hands for tefillah, there's no Al Nitzidayim. The person wakes up in the middle of nowhere, there's no water, the water's cut off, you don't make Al Nitzidayim because you didn't wash your hands. So too, if you did wash your hands, and you didn't make Al Nitzidayim until after shacharis, you went straight to Baruch Sha'amah, again, no Al Nitzidayim. Because the bracha is made on the washing of your hands before davening. The bracha is not shaykh after davening. Person didn't say ashiyotza. So ashiyotza, we know you can say as long as you want till the next time you need to go. So therefore, that a person skipped out, that you can say. And lekan neshama, the Mishmur says if you skip it, then you got problems. Because it could be Shmoneh Esra covers a lekan neshama. So lekan neshama should be said always before davening, irrelevant of your tightness of time. Berachas HaTorah as well, Mishmur points out, we know the Shayla of Avah Rabbah covers Berachas HaTorah. So Berachas HaTorah is another one that you should always make sure before Shacharis, don't leave it after Shacharis. So those are the first few brachas that a person should always try and say before Shacharis, however tight the time you are. It comes to the actual Berachas HaShachar, the 15 Berachas Berachas HaShachar, so Mishmor doesn't discuss Seina afterwards, which is a mashmah, there's no problem. However, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that some of them are similar to the Berachas Shemon Esra, and it could be, this is Moshul Machayim Esim, but Shemon Esra could cover Ma'av Sheina, because waking up is like being revived, so therefore, those Berachas too, Kund Aruch HaShulchan at least, is very important to say before Shacharis. The person didn't, the Chayim Ikar didn't see them afterwards. However, because the Aruch HaShulchan's issue he takes is Kedai to say those dafka before Shacharis. So really, till you get to Baruch Shomah, you're pretty much following your regular structure of whatever type of time you are, you're going to follow that, the regular brachas, up to till you get to Baruch Shomah. Then you come to the part we never allowed to talk about. You say very quietly, it's called Korbanos. Korbanos is something, I don't know why they put it in the siddur, because it makes the siddur so much thicker. So, Parashat HaTomid, we know, is more important than anything, because Parashat HaTomid is really the Tomid of Shachar, the morning korban. We know davening is connected to korban. Rabbi Dash used to famously tell, even women should be saying Parashat HaTomid every day, even if they're davening very minimal, or not even davening at all. Parashat HaTomid is what they should say, because that's the korban of which Shachar is b'mokum. So Parashat HaTomid is extremely important to say. Then you come to K'teres, which the Shacharach, the Ramah, says he's supposed to say every morning, Takanos Chazal. And you get to Eiz Mekoyman, Rabbi Shmuel Oimeh, which again, Shulchan Aruch says that's Takanos Chazal, that's something Chazal wants you to say every morning. It's extremely unpopular, as you may have noticed. However, that is the Takanos Chazal, that's what they put into Shacharis. I mean, if you skip it, you can't say you missed out on brachas, but it's the same as missing out, but maybe Takanos. Something you just skip every day is part of Takanos Chazal to say in Shacharis. So that should be said. Now, the Shaila is, can you say afterwards? I'm very tight for time. The chazan's charging ahead. They're hitting Baruch Hu soon. What do I do? I buy a bris where the father, the grandfather of the baby spoke recently here in Manchester, and he said that he always wanted, it comes to Mincha, he always wanted to say Korbanos in Mincha. Can you say Korbanos after Mincha? That means you come, so Ashrei, Shemar Esra, Tachno Aleinu, then say Korbanos. So he said he wasn't sure. He lived in San Patil, he was in davening in Rakovs, and he asked an old Yiddel, a very, very old Yiddel, he asked the Shaila to. And the Yiddel said to him, this Shaila, I asked to the Chofetz Chaim. Pretty cool. And he said, the Chofetz Chaim said to him, that the Korbanos we say, K'teres, and the Tomid that people say, has to be said before Shema Esra, Dafka, and then we said there's no point saying afterwards. That's what he said, the Chofetz Chaim told him. Sorry? Yeah, you can say it, I said it wrong. You should try as much as you can say it beforehand, because that's the Ikka Takana say it before Bin Chadafka.
Thriller.
Sorry? That was Thriller. Yeah, it's also, you can say it whenever you like, say it now, no problem, say it whenever you like. That's the Thriller, the Takana saying by Mincha, you say it beforehand. However, I was telling this over to another youth, a big time Chacham, and he said that he was actually once in Rakov's Shul itself, and he found a very old Shul Sefer that I'd never heard of, and he had never heard of either. From about 300 years ago, and he has a long tshuva there about it, and Hitaka says he can say it afterwards. So you see, the idea is not so simple. To take Korbanos and move it, whether you do or don't say it, whether you say it after or before, it's debatable. But you see, it's not so simple. He should really say it like Takanos Chazal, in Mincha, and in Shachar as well, Korbanos, dafka beforehand. Now, if you're tight for time, then Korbanos, we know, is not as important as Baruch Shomah, Yishtabach, Yitzhar, but a person, the Chatzchila, should try and say it beforehand. You work out your morning, again, we don't always manage to work out our mornings. We sometimes, the alarm clock rings, it doesn't always do its job. And people get the Shacharis, and then they realize, ooh, I've got to leave soon, so how do I get the 20-minute guy, how does he work out his Shacharis? But it should be worked out in a way that Korbanos attacks it beforehand, but if not, he can say afterwards. So those are Brochas and Korbanos. Then you come to Pesukat Zimra. Now Pesukat Zimra, we know, the Shacharach says him in the base, he's supposed to skip Pesukat Zimra if you type for time. Now, for sure, you should try and work out your chakras. Here, in a place like here, where you have minyan around the clock, unless a person has something specific he has to leave to, normally it isn't such an excuse, because you can go to the next minyan. I always love when you're davening in the moshul at 8 o'clock minyan, and someone walks in at 8:22. I've never done it, but I always want to tell him, not only you're late for this minyan, but you're even late for the next minyan. But I've never actually said to the person, but people have busy schedules, it doesn't always work out. But we want to know, you do come late, you are running late for time. Pesukat Zimra, so we know Pesukat Zimra, the minimum is the sandwich, the Baruch Shomah, Ashrei Yishtabach, which is the minimum sandwich of Pesukat Zimra, that always you must say. Even though the Arishonim, we say you can even say less than that. But if you skip that, then you should not begin to Yitzhar. And if you go into Mishmar and Esra, then too bad, Mishmon Esher B'Tzibul. You're going to have to down be Yechidus. But that was the minimum. But Chosham HaShem Yishtabach. If a person has more time, then there's the Halalukos 3 and 5 you had in. Ve'evach Dovah, the first B you had in. But the idea is to know that that's the minimum, and the more you can add in, the better. And of course, Lachatchili, you try and put in as much as you can. So the Mishmurah says in Simon and Beis, Aber Lachatchili, Roy, Lovel, Beis, Knesset, obviously, by Hashkoma, you should come nice and early. You shouldn't need to skip. You shouldn't need to cause yourself to skip any part of the Zimra. He also has for him, Shah Magid, his little Beis Yosef. We know the Magid, the Malach, used to come to the Beis Yosef and tell him different parts, different secrets of Torah. And the Magid told the Beis Yosef, Love the Beis Yosef Hashkoma. So make sure to come early, Kadesh Yuchal Ispal Kseida, Velo Yidalek. Even though you can't skip, the Magid told the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, don't come late to Achris, and you're going to have to skip. Make sure to work out systematically all in the correct order. You twist everything around and it doesn't really work like it should work. We don't understand this, we just open the siddur and daven. But there is a system, and the minute you start changing things, it all goes haywire. And because it's so important not to move things around, there are many Anshi Maisa who didn't skip and they daven Kaseda. Even if they came late, they daven Kaseda. And that's where you see people who take a come to Shachar's late, they follow Pesukah Zimra straight, and thereby they miss Shmoneh Esrei. But it's very problematic, because you know the reason why you come to Shachar is, why don't we stay home? You're thinking, Taka, yeah, I don't know. Why do we come to Shachar? It's ridiculous. Get out of bed, come to Shachar. The idea of Shachar is the main reason is Philip and Tzibul. Philip and Tzibul is down with Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibul. It doesn't mean davening in a room with 10 people and davening. He's davening Shmoneh Esrei together with the Tzibul. We'll discuss in a moment what that means exactly. But the idea is to get Shmoneh Esrei when everyone else is davening Shmoneh Esrei. If you're going to daven Pesukah Zimra, and then miss davening Shmoneh Esrei when they're davening Shmoneh Esrei, then it's beautiful what you did, but you could have stayed in bed, you could have stayed home. The idea that Tzibul, having time with 10 people is not brachas, it's not Pesukah Zimra, it's davening 10 people, it's davening Shmoneh Esrei.
So it's definitely
mentioned as well. Yeah, they come to shul, for sure. Yeah? But the main point of coming for the minyan, people say, I daven with the minyan is Shmoneh Esrei. So the idea is to take a skip to get Shmoneh Esrei. So the Mishmur brings down that Anshei Maaseh, some people, some Heilige Yidden, Taka didn't. But he says, Avot Shulz Chacham Tzvi Chosav, Chacham Tzvi writes, similar to Vav, Shema Shekosav Sefer Zoya, Shishispal Al HaSeder, the Zoya writes that you shouldn't, should not skip, you should have Pesukah Zimra, probably every bit, Hoyti Yichvoyit, Ash, everything, every part of Pesukah Zimra. Hainu Shem Mispal Al HaTzibah, that's not what you're davening be Yechidus, you're davening at home, you're on holiday, you're outside, beautiful scenery, there you are davening, as HaShachris, talking for 4 hours, long as we said, no problem, daven, as long as you like. If you come late and they're davening already, says everyone agrees then you have to skip. Because you've got to catch Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibul. So therefore you're not allowed to daven slowly and every part of Pesukah Zimra. If you don't have to fly through the words in a way that you don't say them, you daven a regular speed, but you're going to have to skip the parts which are skippable and thereby catch Tzibul and Tzibul. Brings all the agree to it. Even though you never daven b'tzibul, you once came to shul, and now it's going to break you. I'm going to have to skip this. I hate skipping. I like davening properly. No, still you've got to skip to make sure that you catch tefillah b'tzibul. So it's imperative to know that tefillah b'tzibul means Shmoneh Esrei b'tzibul, and therefore you're going to have to skip if you're going to. You can always go to the next minyan. Here we have the liberty of going to different minyanim, unless you've got Sosman Krishma for Krishma, which you can always say earlier, or Sosman tefillah. So if you know Sosman tefillah is 10 o'clock and you're davening at the 9:20, you're able to catch Shmoneh Esrei. You may have to skip Pesukah Zimra, okay? But if you're davening at the 9:40, you've got a problem, you're going to have to go earlier and catch as well Shmoneh Esrei before Sosman. So Shmoneh Esrei before Sosman, of course, is important. Then you've got to make sure to fill up a tzibul, you may have to skip Pesukah Zimra to catch that. People daven nice and slow. I understand, they're going with the Zoya as he says it, but not the Mishabura explains the Chacham Tzvi and the Prichadosh and all the Achroinim, that the Zoya says you daven slowly, Pesukah Zimra every part, is when you guarantee to catch Philip Tzibul, or you're not davening with the Tzibul, you daven be a chidz at home. But if you have a minion, then you've got to make sure to catch Philip Tzibul. Philip Tzibul, what does it mean to Philip Tzibul? What does it mean Shmoneh Esrei the Tzibul? How much is that? There's a guy next to me davens for 15 minutes Shmoneh Esrei. So I've got a 15 minute leeway now. So the answer is, there are Achroinim who say, when a person's davening Shmoneh Esrei, This is 15 minute long, Ishwar Ashri, davening in the very holy place. Have I got 49 minutes, 59 seconds to start? And I'll start as he finishes. No. That means we have to cross over. So many Achronim say, Mamish start together. Mamish start, as we start together, we start together. There are many Achronim, probably even more Achronim, who say, as long as the main Parshman Esra is the same time, which means you start 30 seconds in, you're still okay. So Lachatchil, you should try and start bang on. We know Shulchan Aruch says, another thing people don't always know, is you're not allowed to start early. You're not allowed to start Shulchan Aruch before the tibble. This is even a few seconds. It's got to be mamash start together. Mishpura's Megal Hashem Sfazai Tiftach, but really you can't start early. It's very negated. The most. Yes. Ramosh is more Megal, as long as the main minion is still davening.
10 people.
There's 10 people davening, or 6 maybe. You're davening at the time, but most of them are still davening, or 6 miss the minion, then that's local. There are many go with that. Chaznish says it's cut, it's doime, it's a little bit civil, which is a bit unclear. Does he mean it's similar? But, sorry?
6 is not
filled,
so it's a minion, but it's not.
This is a big machlokes. Like some say that 6 is a license to daven, but it's not filled with civil. Yeah. So it's very unclear. So the others say specifically start bang on together. Others were more makel, and then it goes a little bit grey, how makel. It's got to be at the time, the minimum is when most of the people are in the middle of Shemesh properly. Not the last second, like I so, we know according to many, it's not even part of Shemesh, but Chlau. So you've got to make sure to get it pretty close, so a few seconds in is okay, and Chila, bang on.
Better come Shemesh, Tzibor, Miss Kedusha, or wait?
Oh, it's a very good question. We know the most important part of davening is Kaddish and Kedusha. What happens if I daven a long davening? Yeah. I'm going to miss Kedusha or miss Kaddish. So the Bialocha in Kuf Tes asks this question. Bialocha says, if Kaddish and Kedusha is so important, how can you start davening?
Important is the Kedusha.
He says it's more important than Shema Esra, because he asked the question, how can you daven Shema Esra? Don't daven Shema Esra. Listen to Kaddish and Kedusha, and then daven Shema Esra maybe. So he says, Mishmur says in Bialoch, he says, once it comes to davening, and now it's time for Shema Esra, I'm allowed to daven. I'll miss Kaddish Kedusha later. Okay, it's not my problem. I have to start now. So the old child, someone knows that they're going to have an operation or something. They can't do a Sferes Oyemeh for one day. Do you start in the midst of knowing that you're going to infringe on another one? So here Mishmur says, yeah, I'm allowed to daven Shema Esra now. I am going to have a problem later with Kaddish Kedusha. Okay, too bad. You're allowed to start. Then you come to the next question, if I daven long and I miss Kedusha, should I go to the next minute here Kedusha? I daven so long I miss laning. Should I go to here laning? Oh, like we said, the guy's in the hurry, he's the 20-minute guy, he has Chavrusa at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock Chavrusa goes. So 10 o'clock, or after Torah, quarter to 10, should he go back and hear laning?
So you stop
Shemesh and listen. Oh, you listen to laning, Jewish Master?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it depends. Well,
you can. Kaddish and Baruch, the same thing.
Sorry?
Kaddish and Baruch.
Yeah, but the Bialoch asked that really you should participate in Kaddish and Kaddish and Baruch. Yeah. So here you get to the end of davening now. Tachanun. So Tachanun, we know, is one of these things that doesn't seem to have that much significance. I'm not sure why. But really, Tachanun as well. So a person has to leave Shemesh after Shemesh Esra. Obviously, you're not leaving before Shemesh Esra because in the middle, they can't even talk. But after Shemesh Esra, you have very important to do. You've got this meeting, this Chavrusa, you have to run out, this Shia. Fine. Whether you should or shouldn't is your own question. But you did. Now it's after I've finished 10 o'clock, I'm good to go. Should I? So for sure a person should finish off davening. Tachlon, Ashrei, Valetzien, Koleinu, Sheir Shalioi. For sure you should be saying all that. The question is, do I need to go to another minyan? So laning is a very interesting mitzvah. Because laning really is a chiyuv chovet tzibul. It means the tzibul, you can't have a tzibul, which is laning. You come to after Shemesh Esra, after Tachlon, and say, you know what? Today we're not going to lane. That they can't do. They've got a chiyuv to lane. But you as an individual, you don't have a chiv to lane, you can't even lane b'yachid. So therefore, a yachid has no chiv on him. So if I walk out, what have I done wrong? So I haven't participated in the chiv of the tzibul. So you can't tell someone who's walked out for laning that he's done something wrong, as he's missed his lane. He's done something wrong, but he hasn't avoided a chiv. He never has a chiv. The correct practice is to be there for laning. So a person that missed laning, for sure should go in here if he can. There's no chiv as such. It's not like Krishna, not like Tefillah, he has a chiv, he should hear. It's not like Megillah, where you've got a chiv to lay Megillah. A person should hear laning, but the chiv is a chiv on the tzibul. Ashrei v'Latzien, we know it's part of Takanas Chazal, of Shachar. So a person says it later at home, or comes back and says it with a minion. That's also okay, but for sure, like Lachatchila, you shouldn't be walking out, you've got to make sure to. Okay. Laning, however much is not a chiv on the yachid, if you are there for the beginning of laning, you're now trapped. You can't walk out in the middle. The prison gates go down, you've got to stay till the end of laning. So if you want to, don't, you're such an anti-laning person, then leave before laning. It's worse to walk out in the middle than it is to... Sorry? The Gabra Gabra is very dodgy. Even at the Gemara says it's not nice things people that have been at Gabra Gabra. If you've already heard laning, then it's one thing. Or if you're going to hear laning. Oh, you shouldn't take tefillin off. We went to have tefillin on until later anyway. Yeah. So laning, you've got to make sure that you... You know, Saul says to me, he has this schedule where he just laning just doesn't work for him. So he comes 2 minutes before Shacharis, and he's laning from a different minion. Which again, once it's Chavis a Tibbet to lane, it's not Chavis a Yochid, the mind says he's heard laning. You can't fault him. He's heard laning, and now before laning he has to leave. Whether that's the correct procedure or not is debatable, but he's heard his laning. So there are ways to work this out. Like I said before, maybe he can listen to laning during Shmon Esra. Okay, I don't know. The idea is, the Yochid has not got a Chiv, but the proper conduct is to hear laning, and therefore you should try and work out as you can. Tefillin should really...
You mentioned that you're not allowed to walk out during laning.
Yes.
What happens if you're just walking through? You've already heard laning beforehand.
Listen.
Oh, so if you've heard laning beforehand, or you're going to hear laning, then in Gabra Gabra you're allowed to leave. But in the middle of laning you shouldn't. Now, when you walk through here, it's a bit tricky. Because how MH was built up, this back base of Medrash, so really, before my days, it used to be a passageway. So once it's a passageway and they build a shul, that's no problem walking through. It's not a bizoin for the shul. Forget it, it's a cover for the passageway. If you have a grazer to a shul, you can walk through as much as you like. The problem is, once the laning is going on, how do you view it? Do you say, Lamaisa, the laning is active, you can hear it? Or do you know, I'm walking through here? Which is not so simple.
You're not Muhammad to be yours, I mean. Your minion's ahead of you,
so what? So if you're going to hear laning later, you'll have to walk up in Gavra Gavra. But in the middle of laning may be worse. Sorry? Yeah, during Shacharis is much more, for sure. It's much more. But even during the week, Lamaisa, if you're in the middle, it's a bizarre to walk out and you can't walk out in the middle. Tefillin, you're not supposed to take tefillin off early, as we know. But again, this is not a chiv, it's not. It's a practice. You should keep on your tefillin after Asher Volatir. So that's the correct thing to do. And then Aleinu, you end up issues with Aleinu if you leave early. Aleinu as well is an important tefillah. And you should make sure for Aleinu as well. So you've always got the debate, what's better? Is it better to come late, fast to Kazimra and stay to the end? Or is it better to come at the beginning, because here we have the option of different minyanim. Come at the beginning and then leave after Shemoneh Ezra. And it's always a tricky one. So back to our friends who had this 20-minute availability. So what did I tell him? This is actually this was on Thursday, just last week. So what did I tell him? He has 20 minutes to Shacharis. It's all he can offer the Rebbein Shalem. Very generous, 20 minutes. Some people can't even do that. So I told him the main thing is to make sure that Shemoneh Ezra hits with the Zibble. Now, I don't know how long each part of davening takes you. It could be you take everything very fast, amazing. The main thing is to aim for that. So you come to Shacharis, for example, you come to an 0 o'clock Shacharis, 8 o'clock Shacharis, so Shemoneh Ezra, well, I don't know, about half past. So come, either come at quarter past and leave at 25 to, or come at 25 past and leave at quarter to, whatever your schedule is. But the main idea is, Philip and Zibble always means Shemoneh Ezra bang on, and the rest of that one, as we said, there's all different options, what to skip and if you have to make up later.
Yeah.